I had my good time being in Africa 17. You see, because Fela was, life was very interesting musically. Mm-hmm. When we're talking about writing, playing together, you know, it was very interesting. Really, you know, so I think I cherished everything that happened at that time.
Afrobeat drummer Tony Allen spent over 10 years as the music director of Africa 70, the group that backed Nigerian singer Fela. Since leaving Fela and Africa 70 in 1979, Tony Allen has been keeping Afrobeat alive with his own bands, and his newest offering is called Secret Agent. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Rita Houston. Tony Allen joined Fela Kuti's jazz band in 1964, and when they got a chance to record in L.A. in 1969, everything changed. They were exposed to Black Power politics, James Brown's funk, many things you just couldn't find in Lagos. So they mixed their own verbal attacks on the Nigerian government with a blend of traditional West African drumming, funk, jazz, and the up-tempo high lifestyle from Ghana. And Afrobeat was born. Fela once described Tony Allen's style as playing like four drummers at once, and he wasn't wrong. Producer Brian Eno described him as perhaps the greatest drummer who has ever lived. Tony Allen and his band joined me in Studio A, and I got to ask him about the back-and-forth musical influence between Africa and the U.S.
It's changing. That, mm-hmm. And this time around, you know, they're taking it back. It's coming back here. But before, it used to be from here to there.
Mm-hmm.
And also, that's where everything, that's why I say, you know, it's the same thing, you know. It's coming in and out, you know. It was there before. We were really busy trying to play like the Americans in the mm-hmm. past. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
But at the same time, you realized how much Americans had been influenced by the traditional African music.
I think it's good. I think it's good. Because we had already, you know, it was a real vogue for the whole Africans before that to play like the Americans.
Right.
And so if today, I mean, it's vice versa.
Right.
Why not? I think it's great.
Yeah. So.
This new record, Secret Agent, your most recent record, it really does have a wonderful funk to it and just a really fun, joyful sounds, of course, with your drumming at the center of it.
Well, it's part of it. Mm-hmm. And the other things that, you know, it's included, they are included too, you know, because it's a kind of, it's a package of, you know, writing, you know, everything, it kind of, every instrument is kind of very interesting there. You know, you cannot do without the other one. You see, it's a composition. You know, so and like I've been that I don't like to be bored. You know, so you see, that's why, you know, it's there's variation in this album on this album. You know, like different feelings. You see, and that's how it should be. You know, so not to get bored.
From the east, from the west, from the north to the south, not the same people.
Oh,
from the east, from the west, from the north. Check it out. people where I want to talk about.
Oh, let go the pretense, they'll be your friend.
That was Tony Allen and his band performing live in Studio A with the title track of his newest album called Secret Agent. Take 5, produced today by Paul Chufo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.